So this is the Eastern Plains of Bulkamatta Reserve, and as you can see, it's open expanse of kenopod shrubland. So shrubs sort of 40 to 50 centimetres high, and then typically grasses, but at the moment there's not a lot of grass around because of the drought and kangaroo pressure as well. So
Bulkamatta is a former sheep property not far from the South Australian-New South Wales border, about 100 kilometres west of Broken Hill. It's been owned by the conservation group Bush Heritage for the past 10 years or so, and in that time they've been working hard to restore the 63,000 hectare property back to its natural state, and their work appears to be paying off. Bulkamatta is home to the critically endangered native plains wanderer. The problem is they just don't know how many of the rare birds are here. Hello, I'm Rebecca Lowe. The team from Bush Heritage is hoping to solve the mystery by using new technology to record the bird's song. Graham Finlayson is the arid rangelands ecologist overseeing Bulkamatta.
Plains wanderer is a small sort of 15 centimetre bird. Looks pretty similar to a quail, but they're completely unrelated to quails, and they're in their own family. The Eastern Plains of Bulkamatta is an area that they've been detected previously, and so we're trying to determine where they occur and also try and find out a bit more information about the species in South Australia.
And so they're a native bird, aren't they?
Yeah, native species. They're critically endangered and under state and federal legislation, and all the usual suspects are the reason for their decline.
The usual suspects are introduced species like foxes and feral cats, but native species like birds of prey and changes in the environment are also contributing to their decline. In a list of Australia's most at-risk bird species, the plains wanderer sits at number 6. The bird has been found in parts of New South Wales and Victoria, and the Bush Heritage team knew it existed on Bulkamatta. But it wasn't until last year, when an intern made some positive sightings, that they were galvanised into action.
Last year at Bulkamatta, we had an intern working on our property who did some surveys to look for them, because they have been recorded in this region in the past, mainly by kangaroo harvesters who are out spotlighting at night, because that's when they're easiest to pick up. And the intern found she had 6 records of them last year. And so that sort of triggered us to sort of go, well, okay, we need to find out a bit more about this species in this region.
And that's where the song meters come in. It's a new technology which is proving extremely useful in recording a rare bird species like the plains wanderer, which is so well camouflaged in its environment.
So what sort of noise do they make?
Oh, it's a pretty low-pitched sound. I think in the past it's been confused with a cow, but it's sort of like a... So if you close your eyes and imagine you were a male plains wanderer, then you would have been allured into that call. They tend to sort of just find a little shelter if they can in amongst some of the shrubs, but they avoid, they're found in Victoria in particular, they're not found within 300 metres of any standing tree.
And
at night, at any stage. And it's potentially related to them avoiding aerial predators who will perch in a tree and then try and strike. So they specialise on these open grasslands, and they've found where grasslands have recovered and actually grown too high. They don't like that either.
The Bush Heritage team is installing 30 song meters across Bulkamatta. It's hoped the information captured will improve their understanding of the bird's preferred habitat and help the organisation decide what else needs to be done to rehabilitate the Bulkamatta site.
This is the song meter. So basically it's just a box with a couple of microphones either side, so it gets the full 360 detection. And then in here you've got your battery pack and a couple of storage cards here. And then it's all pre-programmed to come on just before sunset, and it stays on for an hour after sunset, and then also comes on again before sunrise. And that's in New South Wales and Victoria, they've found that that's the optimal time for the birds to be calling. And then once we download, if it's recorded something, there's an automated system now for detecting the calls. Mm. And so you're feeding the information into an algorithm that then gives you a confidence that that was actually a plains wanderer call. So, yeah.
Put in the post, then what happens once you put the post in? You're attaching it to the post?
So we attach this, and as you can see, it's got a makeshift bird deterrent mechanism.
How would you describe that?
So it's a piece of gutter guard, and the main thing we're trying to protect is the microphones. Lots of birds, if there's something sticking up in the environment out here, will just come and land on something and peck at it. So we don't want them destroying the microphones in particular. So these are just bird scaring spikes
things. And so these will be fine in rain, in hot weather, in dusty weather.
Yeah, so as you can see, it's a really robust bit of plastic, completely waterproof, dustproof, and it'll see out a cyclone.
Okay. And you're just going to attach it to the post?
Yeah, so we'll just wire it onto the post and leave it out here to do its magic.